Blog Hello. Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Focus Beyond, where we help you achieve your goals. My name is Dr. Melissa Bond of J&J Consulting. Welcome to all of you. Today, our focus is why people don't achieve their goals. Go ahead and call in at 213-943-3432. So why people don't achieve their goals? It's typical. There's a couple typical reasons why people don't achieve their goals. One really big reason is we create vague goals. So when I say a vague goal, I mean something like when you don't know where you're going, right? When you don't know where you're going, you really don't know how you're going to get there. You're just kind of out there. You really don't know where you're going to go. Many people set themselves up for failure when they set goals that are unclear. One particular goal people typically set for themselves would be, I want to lose weight. Yeah, that sounds pretty good, losing weight, absolutely. But when people set this type of goal, they will never reach it. It's because people are not motivated or disciplined enough. There has to be some kind of focus. It's way too general. Do you want to lose 5 pounds? Do you want to lose 50 pounds? I mean, what do you want? So a quick fix for that would be to set a SMART goal. And, you know, a SMART goal is specific. And you also make sure that it's measurable, achievable, realistic, and last but not least, give yourself a time deadline. If you want to go one step further, you may want to have your accountability partner work with you closer on your goals. The next reason why people don't reach their goal or achieve their goal is because they're lacking purpose. Goals can be set on any topic imaginable, any topic. But if you don't have a sense of purpose, it makes it easy to give up once the initial motivation and excitement wears off. Understanding how your goal is relevant to you allows you to persevere, even when the going gets tough. So another quick fix for that would be when you're setting a SMART goal, ask yourself how the goal is relevant to your life and what you want to achieve. So don't forget, you can go ahead and call in at 213-943-3432. So another reason why people don't achieve their success or their goals is the goal procrastination. Even when you have a SMART goal that's relevant to your purpose, if you don't get started, you'll never achieve your goal. One of the most dangerous things you could ever say to yourself is, I'll do it later. Make sure, here's your quick fix, make sure your goal has been broken down into manageable pieces. Then start right away. Start right away. Next is not taking responsibility. That's one many people get stumped with, not taking responsibility. Things will go wrong. Absolutely. It's a fact of life. When something comes up or you don't achieve your goal, who do you blame? Your boss who kept you at work late, or what you had to work on a book, or there was terrible weather so you couldn't get to the gym. So what reason is it for you not achieving your goal? Go ahead and call in at 213-943-4432. Hi, caller. Welcome to Focus Beyond. We're talking about reasons why people don't achieve their goals. Do you have a particular goal in mind that you're trying to focus on?
Actually, I do. You want me to share it?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'm working on a book, and I think I just lost focus on getting it done.
Okay, so one of the things we talked about was one, procrastination, one, lacking purpose, one, creating vague goals. Do you think that your goal was something that was attainable for you, achievable, measurable, and specific?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Do you know what happened along the way to cause you to lose your focus?
I think I just got to a place of the nation.
Okay. So one of the things we said earlier was the worst thing we could ever do to ourselves is say that I'll do it later. I'll do it later. I'll wait for another time to do it. The best thing we can do is break it up into manageable pieces and start right away. Forget where you've been, but continue from this point on to move forward. Don't think about anything that has happened in the past. Just start today as a new day, as I'm going to start today. I'm going to start wherever I am to go forward from today.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Another reason why we find that people typically don't achieve their goals is that they're listening to people who are discouraging them or who may not have the same frame of mind as they do. They may feel like when you listen to people, especially people who are not on the same page with you, it's inevitable that those people will typically discourage you. And for that reason, or for whatever reason, it could be that they're concerned or they're jealous or it could be ignorance. But really, as you focus on you and you focus on your next step, who are you pursuing your goal for? Are you pursuing it for yourself or are you pursuing it for other people? So one of the quick fix for that is as long as you know your purpose, as long as you know where you're going, as long as you're determined, as long as it's purpose and your goal is related to what you value, you have to ignore the naysayers or you have to ignore those people who may not be on the same page with you. Because when you do that, those people you're able to move forward and you can actually use them as an example. Or they can use you as an example of how you were able to move forward. And you just never know, you may be able to help them just by being the example. One other reason is starting too many projects. One thing I found with myself personally is I'm a starter. I like to start projects. It sometimes sounds like a good thing, but when you have too many projects, too many things going on, you end up not finishing a whole lot of them. This usually stems from, sometimes it usually stems from things like the fear of missing out on something or trying to be a part of a lot or being someone who has a lot of ideas. Some people call it the FOMO, fear of missing out. I always want to be a part. So a quick fix for that is understanding that you have a limited amount of time and that you can't do everything. You have to focus on you, what some things you may miss out on. And, you may miss out on even more if you are not finishing those projects. You may be missing out on a ton of opportunities if you don't finish something that you started. So one of the key things for you is to make sure you finish do one project at a time. Another issue or a concern for people is being negative. If you're not going to make it, you're probably right. If you believe you're not going to make it, you're probably right. If you believe you will make it, you probably will. You have what you say. If you don't believe you're going to reach your goal, then you absolutely will fail. It's expected that you will stop trying if you don't believe that you're going to do it. If you keep telling yourself negative things, you absolutely will not do it. But you have, so what you need, one of the things I would ask you to think about is when you're to look at things from a positive perspective. When you're optimistic and setbacks occur, you focus your energy on finding the solution because you truly believe there is one. You truly believe that you can make it. You truly believe that you can do it. If you believe that you can do it, you absolutely can. One big thing for you is to consider the optimism. They're both expectations of the future. Each are likely to be true, but which belief will help you lead to a happier, fulfilled life? Will the optimism do that, or will the pessimism do that? Instead of wasting your energy complaining, you want to spend some time. You want to spend your energy on learning and growth. One final fix for today is when you surround yourself with people who do not achieve their goals. That's one reason, another reason why people don't achieve their goals. You are who you associate with. Yep, that's probably hard to swallow. For some people, and there are always exceptions to the rule, so, you know, I'm not saying that there could be, that this is for absolutely everyone, but for the most part, we act in accordance with the people we're around. This comes from a strong natural desire to belong and to be accepted. If you think back to when you were in high school or even college, some of the dumb things we may have done just to fit in. Surrounding ourselves with people who don't achieve their goals is one of those things that, you know, to belong. A quick fix for that is to associate yourself with people who achieve their goals. Associate yourself with people who are going places, people who have a desire for more, so that you can use them as an example of where you want to go. And then you could possibly, the people who don't achieve their goals, you can be an example for them as well. But change your environment. So that's a couple of things I wanted to remind you of to help you achieve your goal. You know, it's really up to you whether you continue on what you set out to do or you decide not to move forward. It's everything happens based on where you want to go. It's the habits that you create. It's the determination that you have. It's the willingness to move forward. So as you consider your goals, as you consider your next steps, I want you to really consider why you're doing this. And if you're falling into that trap of one of those scenarios I shared with you tonight, you want to take that quick fix and turn it around. You still have time to do some great things. You want to make sure that you're focusing beyond. We will see you next Monday at 10 p.m. right here, same time, same place. If you have questions or comments, please email me at jmjconsulting2@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to focus beyond.